What are you doing? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
I guess I can't be doing so badly because I'm president and you're not.
Be Heil! Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump
says.
Why isn't the House Intelligence Committee looking into the Bill and Hillary deal that allowed big uranium to go to Russia? Russian speech money to Bill, the Hillary-Russian reset, praise of Russia by Hillary, or Podesta Russian company. Trump-Russia story is a hoax. Make America great again.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Face in her.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
Breaker, breaker, this is Big Reg. Let's put the hammer down on this healthcare deal comeback.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says...
A lot of people don't realize how good our bill was because they were viewing phase one. But when you add phase two and you add phase three, which I think we would have gotten, it became a great bill.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Now, I have to tell you, it's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space!
Last time, you remember, the Advisor Back told Fearless Leader that he could replenish the Pottsylvanian Treasury by getting money from the United States. And how?
Last week on Donald
Trump Theater.
So much went on. Now we were back at the same place we were before.
I don't know Putin. He said nice things about me. If we got along well, that would be good. He has no respect for her. He has no respect for our president. And I'll tell you what, we're in very serious trouble. Look, Putin, from everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And It's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage against our people, that you are willing to spout the Putin line, sign up for his wish list, break up NATO, do whatever he wants to do, and that you continue to get help from him because he has a very clear favorite in this race.
James Clapper and others stated that there is no evidence POTUS colluded with Russia. This story is fake news and everyone knows it. The Democrats made up and pushed the Russian story as an excuse for running a terrible campaign. Big advantage in Electoral College and lost. The real story that Congress, the FBI, and all others should be looking into is the leaking of classified information. Must find leaker now. Just heard fake news CNN is doing polls again, despite the fact that their election polls were a way-off disaster. Much higher ratings than Fox. What about all of the contact with the Clinton campaign and the Russians? Also, is it true that the DNC would not let the FBI in to look?
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
In his first 8 weeks in office, President Trump has made at least 10 trips to the golf course. He regularly used to criticize President Obama for spending time on the course. How is his golf game any different?
Well, I think two things. One is you saw him utilize this as an opportunity with Prime Minister Abe to help foster deeper relationships in Southeast Asia. Secondly, you know, we went to he had a mini cabinet meeting the other day down at his club in Virginia. How you use the game of golf is something that he's talked about.
If you're at the White House and you have so much work to do, why do you leave so much?
I won't be playing golf.
Because I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to go play golf.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great, Turnberry in Scotland.
But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I just want to stay in the White House and work.
I don't have time for that. I love golf. I think it's one of the greats, but I don't have time. He played more golf last year than Tiger Woods. No, think of it. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for this. We have to work. We have to work. Okay?
Golf, 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 golf. More, more.
And I like golf, but you know, you got to get down to business, folks.
I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to go play golf.
President Trump has visited his golf courses 13 times since Inauguration Day.
I've caddied for Mr. Trump. He's pretty good. But when he misses a putt, he blames it on Obama wiretapping his clubs.
Mr. President, good to see you again.
Good. Hi, Jeff.
Great to be here. Look forward to really working with you on creating more meaning.
Jeff actually watched me make a hole in one. Can you believe that? Should you tell that story?
We were trying to talk President Trump into doing The Apprentice. That was my assignment when we owned NBC. President Trump goes up to a par three on his course. He looks at the three of us and says, "You realize, of course, I'm the richest golfer in the world." That's a comment. Then gets a hole in one. So I have to say, you know, I've seen the magic before. So.
It's a crazy day. Now, I actually said I was the best golfer of all the rich people. To be exact. And then I got a hold of it.
What do you do at the end of the day? What do you read? What do you watch?
Well, you know, I love to read. Actually, I'm looking at a book and reading a book. I'm trying to get started. Every time I do about half a page, there's a phone call that there's an emergency or this or that. Ah, but we're going to see the home of Andrew Jackson today in Tennessee, and I'm reading a book on Andrew Jackson. I love to read. I don't get to read very much, Tucker, because I'm working very hard on lots of different things, including getting costs down.
Now, I have to tell you, it's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
The first thing we're going to do is repeal and replace Obamacare.
My first day in office, I'm going to ask Congress to put a bill on my desk. We will immediately repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
Immediately repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Immediately. Immediately. Repealing and replacing Obamacare.
You're going to be very proud of what we put forth having to do with health care. Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. We're going to be submitting a plan. It'll be repeal and replace. It will be essentially simultaneously, most likely be on the same day or the same week, but probably the same day, could be the same hour.
People know that he will make good on these promises, his plans, because if he doesn't, it's just another typical politician promising to do things they don't intend. Making good on that repealing and replacing Obamacare is important.
Everybody's got to be covered. This is an un-Republican thing for me to say.
Universal health care.
I am going to take care of everybody.
Could be the same hour.
Secretary Price and I, along with my entire administration, are committed to repealing and replacing this disastrous law.
Obamacare.
And I tell Paul Ryan, I tell every one of them, I say the best thing you can do politically is wait a year, because it's going to blow itself off the map. But that's the wrong thing to do for the country. It's the wrong thing to do for our citizens.
He's done talking about Obamacare repeal. Now he wants action. And when Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, said the president wants a vote, Speaker Ryan said, we don't have the vote. And Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, told the speaker, the president doesn't care. He wants a vote, and he wants it now. The president doesn't care.
It's time to vote.
In a dramatic twist, at the 11th hour, Donald Trump has pulled the vote on a health care bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, marking a major setback for the president.
Paul Ryan needs to step down as Speaker of the House. Speaker Ryan, you come in and you sell him a bill of goods, which ends up a complete and total failure.
Total and complete failing pile of garbage.
And you allow our president, in his first 100 days, to come out of the box like that? Folks.
Folks.
I want to be clear. This is not on President Trump.
True.
No one expected a businessman to completely understand the nuances, the complicated ins and outs of Washington and its legislative process.
It's very sad.
How would he know which individuals upon whom he would be able to rely?
It's very unfair.
Many of them friends and establishment colleagues of Speaker Ryan.
It's very unfair.
How could you possibly misjudge this? And why start with this if you're not sure you've got the votes? Now, I certainly have not spoken with the president about any of this. But I can only imagine that he and his aides took on health care because they believed you had his back. And you didn't. And I hate it. Ryan has hurt you.
Ow.
And he's got to go.
Bye-bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Yeah, get that guy out of here.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
We need a president that's going to be able to make deals, great deals.
Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give, so live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
If we had somebody that could get people into a room, sit down for 2 hours, and knock heads together and get a good deal done.
I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter.
If you can't make a good deal with a politician, then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime.
With Congress, you have to get everybody in a room, and you have to get them to agree. You have to get people in, grab them, hug them, kiss them. Nobody knows the system better than me. Which is why I alone can fix it.
I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
Has he done every single thing he can possibly and used every minute of every day that's possible to get this thing through? Then the answer is yes.
Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon.
Now, I have to tell you, it's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
Summoning the Freedom Caucus to the White House, where White House advisor and pre-existing condition Steve Bannon told them, this is not a discussion, this is not a debate, you have no choice but to vote for this bill. To which one of the members replied, you know, the last time someone ordered me to do something, I was 18 years old, and it was my daddy, and I didn't listen to him either.
I never said, I guess I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Doing big things is hard.
I think the one thing we learned this week is that Washington was a lot more broken than President Trump thought that it was.
I would not underestimate the weight that we as Americans assign to the Russian attempts to interfere with our internal political processes. Another aspect of Mr. Putin's conduct is the fact that he took his capabilities in the cyber area and used it to try to influence our election. There was a very serious effort made by Mr. Putin and his government and his organization to interfere in major ways with our basic fundamental democratic processes. In some quarters, that would be considered an act of war.
With the communications breakdown, we've been very concerned. I'm anxious to hear your report on the situation.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
There are obviously serious questions about his team's alleged Russian ties. And as you may recall, Congress is supposed to be investigating those ties through the House Intelligence Committee, which is chaired by a Republican congressman named Devin Nunes.
Nunes advised the Trump campaign and was on Trump's transition team.
Nunes caused a firestorm last week when he held a press conference by himself and claimed mysteriously that he had seen evidence that Trump officials were legally surveilled by the government.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition.
And then Nunes ran to the White House to tell Trump about it before he told the members of his own committee, a move so egregious, it shocked former officials from the Intelligence Committee and Justice Department.
This is a chairman who is supposed to be doing an impartial, bipartisan investigation of the president and his inner circle, and instead he goes and basically tells the president and his team everything he knows. I've got to believe that other members of the committee are horrified at what they just witnessed.
I have never seen a committee chairman come out in front of the press and just kind of pour gasoline all over himself and light himself on fire.
And what makes the story even worse is that the evidence that Nunes says helps Trump seems to have come from the house that Trump lives in.
Devin Nunes revealed yesterday that he met with an unnamed source and reviewed classified documents last week on the White House grounds.
So this is what Nunes says. He says he found evidence that backed up Trump, and he found this evidence at the White House. Then after that, he left the White House, then came back to the White House to tell Trump about the evidence.
Devin Nunes had a news conference. Did you hear about this? Where they have a lot of information on tapping. Did you hear about that? A lot of information has just been learned. So that means I'm right. He just got this information. This was new information.
I've got information, man.
It was Tuesday night here in Washington, D.C., when Chairman Nunes was riding in a car with a staff member. That's when he got some type of message on his phone and abruptly got out of that car and into an Uber. He then seemingly disappeared into the night.
Beginning with breaking news this hour about a mysterious night, something of a secret rendezvous that led to the controversial announcement that President Trump's communications may have been intercepted. The Republican in charge of the House Intelligence Committee, one key committee investigating the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia, is now revealing he was on the White House grounds the day before his big announcement.
Did you have other meetings at the White House? Did you meet with the president or any of his aides while you were there that night?
No, and in fact, I'm quite sure that I think people in the West Wing had no idea that I was there. And look, if I really wanted to, I could have snuck onto the grounds late at night and probably nobody would have seen me.
Has compromised his ability to lead this investigation, and he should step aside and let somebody else lead it.
Representative Nunes has created a real problem for himself with all of this unusual scurrying back and forth with the White House.
Whatever it is he's done, it has been at the White House. It appears to have been in the service of the White House. It's bizarre. It's loopy and jumping in and out of cars.
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, if this was a movie, you turn it off because you wouldn't believe it's believable.
The problem that he's created is he's gone off on a lark by himself, sort of an Inspector Clouseau investigation here. He's not willing to tell the Democrats and Republicans on the committee who he met with and what he was told, and I think he's lost his ability to lead.
You think it was appropriate that he went to go view these so-called intelligence reports on White House grounds?
Well, I think there needs to be a lot of explaining to do. I've been around for quite a while, and I've never heard of any such thing.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says that he has full confidence that Congressman Nunes can conduct a fair and credible investigation.
Now it's time for any secret message for you members of the Secret Circle. Remember, kids, only members of any secret circle can decode any secret message. Remember, Annie is depending on you. Set your pins to B2. Here is the message. 12, 11,
I am 2, in my first 8, secret meeting.
14, 11, 18, 16.
Oh, Pierre was in great voice tonight. 12, I could tell that tonight's message was really important.
3, 25. That's a message from Annie herself. Remember, don't tell anyone.
And smears. I think it's a disgrace, and I say that, and I say that. They're making me out to be a very mean, that kind of a guy. And that's not me. What the hell is going on? The sneaky, dirty rats. Really not a bad person, by the way. The American dream is dead. We're dying, we're dying. I never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. The media is so dishonest and so corrupt, and the pile-on is so amazing. The whole thing is one big fix. One big fix. It's one big ugly lie. It's one big fix. The press can't write the kind of things they write, which are lies, lies, lies. Stories of fabrications and false. They write lies, they write false stories. They know they're false, it makes no difference. And frankly, our country is going to hell. I've always been thin-skinned. The tone is such hatred. I've been thin-skinned from day one. The tone is such hatred. I don't have thin skin. I have very strong, very thick skin. And I don't call it thin-skinned. I'm angry. I'm very angry. What do you have to lose by trying Trump? What do you have to lose? Your schools are no good. You have no jobs. 58% of your youth is unemployed. What the hell do you have to lose?
Special thanks to Mark
Hamill, Peter Serafinovich, Deluxe, Lynn Anderson, Lalo, Shirin,
and thanks every week to
Spike Jones, and Golden Earring.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.